Our text is found on Matthew chapter 14, verse 13 to 21. And I'm going to be kind of paraphrasing this because I'm just so inspired with what everything that happened since we began this worship service that led us to where we are now. So instead of reading the actual text itself, I'm just going to invite us all to remember that this was the story of the feeding of the 5,000. How many of you have remembered that story? From day one, this is one of the most favorite Sunday school lessons, Bible study lessons that we have heard. And one quick note that you have to remember in this story, 5,000 did not include women and children. These are only men that were counted. Can you imagine how humongous the needs are out there and how many people that Jesus fed at that particular gospel story? This was recorded in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John that put a very important fact of how vital the story is in the whole salvation journey to make a very strong emphasis about this story. I'm going to begin by just sharing, and I didn't have any notes, thank God, by making a little confession to you all that there are times in my life when this scarcity mentality crept into my being. Growing up with not having enough in the Philippines always put me on a scary mode. There are times wherein I have to say these words, I don't know if I can do it. I don't know if I have time to accomplish these things. I don't know even if I have the resources to be able to make it possible. All this scarcity mentality are creeping in on me on a, not just on a one-time basis, but rather on a daily basis. Because this fear of not having enough is creeping in on me because, number one, back in the Philippines, I didn't have any job. I was volunteering on my time. And I relied to remittances being sent by my mom and my dad who were here in the U.S. at that time. And they sending me about $200. I think you know that story. And so there's always this fear that am I be able to survive on a daily basis in order for me to carry on. I'm sure many of us here can relate to the scarcity mentality. I'm sure that some of us here have been there before. There's not enough. I don't know if I have the gifts to give. I don't have even the talents to contribute. What if I give and I miss that I don't have anything left for me? At some point in our lives, we have said that. And even though in the life of those church, it can happen. Being Christian does not give us an immunity for scarcity mentality. We have seen it. How can I give my tithes if there's nothing enough left for me? Oh, I think, Pastor, I love your idea about this project, but I don't have the time to do it at this time. Or maybe I don't think I have the gifts and the abilities to contribute to your vision and to your ideas. The scarcity mentality is happening in all different facets of our lives. And even as Christians, we are not immune with it. And boy, isn't that where the disciples were? When that moment was asked on how these people were going to be fed, guess what? How they replied. Particularly on verse 15. This is my Pastor Edgar's paraphrase. The disciple is saying, well, we'll just have to send them home and let them take care of themselves. Can you imagine that? They did not even recognize that Jesus was there in their midst. That's why after that, Jesus said to them, They don't need to go away. You give them something to eat. I'm sure the disciples are staring to each other at that moment in time, because they are probably caught like a deer in the headlights. Something like, wow, Jesus is telling us to feed these people. And here's how they respond. This is what the scarcity mentality kicks in. Jesus, I don't think we can do that, sir. We have nothing here but what? 5 loaves and 2 fish. Have we all said that, church, before? I don't think we can do it. I don't think we have enough. I don't think we can be able to give, because there's nothing really that we can offer. So this scarcity mentality put this disciples on a, what you called, on a scare mode. But Jesus is not over with them yet. Amen? Because Jesus here, we're going to try to flip on and said that is not going to be the end of the story. That scarcity mentality will not have a win. That the devil will not have a win on this story. Because what he said here, what's going to come after this, will really make the difference. And he said to them, bring them here to me. Bring these loaves and fishes to me. And he looked up into heaven and say a blessing and broke the loaves and gave it all to the disciples. And the disciples gave them to the crowds. And what happened next, church? According to the scripture, New Revised Standard Version says, all ate and were filled. Hear this word, all ate and were filled. And he never stopped there. Listen here to the miraculous things that happened. Not only that they were all have their filled, but they took up what was left over of the broken pieces, and there are 12 baskets full. Church, God says here that the story of our lives does not end us with the scarcity mentality. Amen? It never ends there. What Jesus did here is something that perhaps the disciples will never forget in their lives. Because Jesus actually took care of their fear. He flipped them over. He removed all the barriers and things that will prevent them from having the scarcity mode, and begin to realize a new way of understanding God's economy. A God's economy that is abundant. A God's economy that is overflowing. My cup overflows. That I don't need have to worry. All I have to do is to ask. And all were able to eat and be filled. And not only that, that there were all leftovers. Church, I wonder whether we have been in the disciples' shoes at some point in our lives, that we have been so much controlled and possessed by this scarcity mentality that we always think it's not enough. It's not enough of the resources that we have. It's not enough of our time. It's not enough of our energy. It's not enough of many things that God Himself gave to us. And we try to hold that and be beholden by that out of our fear. That we, like those disciples, we just want to get the crowds and send them away. But that's not what Jesus encounter here is telling us. If we just look on Jesus, he will say to us, that is not the end of your story. And that will not be the end of your story. For I have something for you to know. That the loaves and the fishes that I have given to you, I will multiply them far beyond what you can imagine. I'm sure some of us here have experienced a transforming life of generosity in your own life and how you have seen God at work. But some of us here are struggling with scarcity mentality, and you still need to be released from that stronghold that is keeping you from becoming generous. My prayer as we close this message, to go back again to the Word of God, amen, and to understand more a God who provides, a God's economy that is far even wider and bigger, a God who always going to be there for us. In closing, I want to affirm what I have seen this past week about God's generosity through the life of the people of Plank Chapel Church. As you know, this church for more than, I believe, almost 140 plus years, if I'm not mistaken, have gone through the ebbs and flows, the good side and the bad sides and the worst of all the economy of this nation can offer. But we still standing at this moment in time today. Amen? Because there was a God who multiplied all the loaves and fishes more than 2,000 years ago. There was a God who affirmed in the person of Jesus Christ the miraculous gift of abundance. And that is the same God that is telling us today to trust Him. To trust Him in each of our lives, that He will take care of us no matter what. And I hope and I pray that we will choose abundance over scarcity. And that begins today. Let us pray. Thank you, God, for the gift of your word this morning. And I want to thank you for the testimonies of Brother Salin and Brother Aiton and how you have intersected all of this together, Lord, for your glory and for your honor. And Lord, I pray, Lord, that whatever challenges we face today, Lord, that are pulling us from understanding and embracing the God of generosity, Lord, the God of abundance, that you will help us, oh God, release us from the strongholds, Lord. Help us to have a perspective, a life of abundance and generosity, a God who multiplies loaves and fishes, that even in the midst of all the challenges in our economy and in our world today, that we have a God whom we can trust. And may it be now, and may it be so. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we offer these prayers, and all the people of God said, amen.